want to me. WSRadio.com.
Oh, taste and see that the Lord is good at the Christian water cooler.
Welcome to the Christian Water Cooler, part of the Christian Water Cooler Radio Network, with your hosts, Bill Gruber and Kaz Taylor.
And thank you very much, Lee Maribel. This Water Cooler broadcast is going to illustrate how your interest in today's news will give you comfort for your eternal life. I'm Bill Gruber with co-host Kaz Taylor, and our guest today goes by the name Arthur, and he's the moderator of Spiritual Headlines, which is an email-based news resource. And Arthur has a master's degree in the study of divinity from Bethel Theological Seminary. His majors are in journalism, film, and theater, kind of an eclectic mix of majors there, Arthur. And if you would, tell us a little bit about your concept behind providing spiritual headlines.
Well, the news is so up and down. You have sometimes, just by reading on the surface, no inkling that there's going to be a religious feeding available. It comes, those are the best type of news stories when we're able to package them together and send out, we send out a top 10 each day. And I love personally getting a story that will be a very soft icebreaker to people to talk to them about how important God and what God is doing in the world.
Well, give a brief synopsis of what the concept is of the ministry and how you were led to do it.
This is an evangelism tool. Basically, print media. I used to work as one of the restaurant critics for the Union Tribune in San Diego. Is dead. People are not visiting websites. Look at GodTube, for example. A recent article in what I sent out showed that the attendance there has dropped 75% virtually. But people always check their email. And it began very softly, as the Lord often works, and then mushrooms. If it's, you know, you'll be judged by the fruit that gets born. And people started forwarding these along. It's viral in the best sense. You receive it in your inbox, and then you can forward it along to somebody. And just by virtue of forwarding it along, as simple as that, you are doing evangelism. You are doing the Lord's work.
So basically, you're taking current headlines
yes,
and assigning scriptural influence to them.
Yes.
Scriptural definition to them.
Yes. For example, we had the current presidential administration in today's headline, speaking about yesterday, because we address what happened the day before usually, and a couple times we address right what happened today, did something positive and did something negative. And one of the ways that we put it together was to say, well, things are like a pendulum sometimes. You know, there's an ebb and flow to being good and also to being bad. And really what we're trying to do is to get people, hey, wake up and see when you're not right with God. And here's the way that as we were talking off air a moment ago, the forces of evil are very well organized and they're on top of the news. And sometimes, lamentably, the people of God are just drawing blank stares there. They don't invest any time into finding out what's going on in the world. How do you pray with accuracy? How do you step into the gap without knowing?
That's very good, Arthur. And you know, one of the things, a friend of mine actually forwarded the spiritual headlines link to me, and so I began getting your emails. And you know, I'm always trying to stay up what's going on so we can invite guests to the Christian Water Cooler, and I have other things that I do that are media related. So I like to know what's going on in the world. I'm a student of the book of Revelation, and I go, ooh, and this relates to this. And so to have a resource like that, to know what's going on in the world and have somebody actually have done the editorial thing to give me some of the cream of the crop so I can discern from there, is very, very cool.
You know, just to further set the stage for the discussion today, you said in yesterday's headlines, as an example, the new administration did something good and did something bad. Show our listening friends how you relate yesterday's headlines. What's the good and what's the bad?
Okay, well, we took the, we get the 10 stories. They're culled from numerous different news sources, a lot of times not even available to the general public at the onset. You have to dig deep. It's really surfing like big kahuna style waves to find some of this stuff sometimes. And I love finding stuff that's just like, you don't see it. Sometimes the media is working for us as Christians, sometimes not. Well, I don't have to, you know, I'm preaching to the choir probably as far as that goes. The good from the Obama administration yesterday, and it became the lead story. And usually if the readership wants to get this, we'll maybe in the next segment we can tell them what, how to do that. The good was, that access for at-large businesses to gain government influence, getting chummy with, the current administration, gifts from lobbyists were banned by executive order yesterday, and that's a step in the right direction. That was good on one hand, and on the other hand, the federal funds were made available to foreign countries to pay for abortions. So how do you, one of the things that we continued the thread, we provided two different links for those stories, and then we continued. We had three more links, and they're all considered part of the same story. So the next things were, if you're doing good and bad on the same day, is that a wash? And how do you measure one over another? Are there degrees of morality and immorality for all actions, or are all sins dealt with equally in the eyes of God? And the headline for the story today was, is all sinful behavior equally bad?
You know, one of the things, Arthur, that I like as I've gone through this, and I read your emails frequently, and that is you present information and you parcel out the information in a well-balanced form, but you allow people to make up their mind based on that. You're not demonstrating here's what you need to believe and here's what you don't. In fact, sometimes I've seen some of the material you go, this, you know, this isn't necessarily a Christian posture, but you need to know what's going on in the world. So what do you think of this?
Thanks. Well, and for the glory of God. And I really do my best to try to defer the attention for myself. It's not about me, and my reward comes later in life in the hereafter. I'm really trying to get people to be, thinking in a spiritual way. The readership includes a base of Christians, but includes people from all walks, from all faiths. And, you know, Christianity will stand up to the test and be examined under the light. We can challenge people to think about their posture up and against the light of Christian theology. We have in the lead story, continuing the thread, a question asked, is stealing a stick of gum at the same level of heavenly offense as manslaughter? Well, no. You know, but I don't say no. I leave it up. The link that we provided for that one is to say, It was reader comments from people from all different walks. They could have an intimate walk with God or not. But the idea is to get closer. And one of the key things that the devil does is to keep people disrupted from having dialogue on a daily basis of friendship. We can have a personal relationship with God through the atoning work of Jesus Christ.
Why do you think your ministry is so vital during these times?
Well, people are getting fed usually just, you know, one news source, two news sources, and people don't have a lot of time in their day. There are several places on the internet that have news stories, but just getting your news stories just from one source means that you're counting, and even mine, you could say this about mine also, that we're doing our best to give you from dozens of different things, but you got to stay out there and just tap into a lot of things to really get the gold nuggets. It doesn't come just from one spot. And the world has gotten much more smaller because of the internet.
You know, one of the things that I found, Arthur, and I think that's a good directive for our listening friends and those who believe in the Lord Jesus Christ, but one of the things that I've found as a precautionary measure is get to know the Lord Jesus Christ first, his character, his temperament, begin to understand his word, so that when you hear and see these things, you have the filter of God's word to say, is this so?
Yes.
Is this not so? The scripture says, receive all things with readiness of mind, and then search the scriptures daily to see if these things are so. We're talking with Arthur and his ministry, which is an email ministry called Spiritual Headlines, and we're discovering some interesting things there, and we're going to have, we've got about a minute left in this segment. How can somebody tell you that they want to begin getting these?
Headlines@spiritualheadlines.com.
Say that again.
Headlines@spiritualheadlines.com.
And so what is that? They go there and then they can click send me the stuff? How does that work?
They send an email through that email address, and then we will add them on. And I want to make a note that If for whatever reason, if you're just too busy and it's becoming a lot because it comes every day, for example, spiritual headlines for Saturday, spiritual headlines for Sunday, spiritual headlines for Monday, that's how it will come. You can just email back and say unsubscribe.
Okay. We're going to find out more about those things because we have a guy who's a paragon of information and we're going to be tapping into that for the next shows. Bill?
You know, the more we know what's going on in this world, the better we can identify with the time when the Lord returns. Find out more by staying with us as we continue on the Christian Water Cooler, broadcasting from WSRadio.com, the worldwide leader in Internet talk.
Us lead the way.
Tell a friend.
We are WS Radio.
WS Radio.
The worldwide leader in Internet talk.
Positively, Wall Street is just the ticket you need to stay on top of Wall Street in 2009. Host Bill Gunderson, also known as the Professor of Value Investing, uses the same techniques as other value investors such as Warren Buffett. What is value investing? Simply stated, if you run with the herd, you're bound to get trampled. For over 15 years, Bill has been teaching others about value investing. As a special offer, you can sign up for 4 complimentary weeks of Bill's popular weekly value newsletter at wsradio.com/pw. No credit card is required, and there is absolutely no obligation on your part. Let Professor Bill educate you. Receive 4 weeks for free of Bill's weekly newsletter and get the 5 essential rules for value investing immediately. Visit wsradio.com/pw. Investing involves risk, and you should consult your own investment advisor, accountant, or attorney before investing.
If your four-legged family member has an allergy that just won't go away, then go to nopetallergies.com. Find out if Bicom 2000 therapy is for your pet. Bicom 2000 therapy is a proven technology that's been tried and tested in Germany for over 28 years. It works by detecting electromagnetic signals coming from your pet's body, analyzing them, and modifying them into a healing signal for the body. There are no drugs, shots, or ointments. It's a natural, painless way of healing with no side effects. That's because it strengthens the patient's own defense and self-healing powers. Does it work? In one test of 154 patients with allergies, for 78% of them, all symptoms disappeared and had not returned 6 months after undergoing the therapy. Sound too good to be true? Then get the facts and judge for yourself by checking out the documented case studies for dogs, cats, birds, and horses at nopetallergies.com. That's nopetallergies.com.
If you're a business owner or an executive responsible for winning government contracts from federal, state, local, or commercial contractors, go to technologicsinc.com. Your company's success depends on your proposal team's ability to capture, plan, design, write, produce, price, and deliver winning proposals. For most companies, that means hiring staff or partnering with someone who knows their way around and through the proposal pressure pot, like TechnologicsInc.com. We have a proven methodology for proposal success. We'll help you identify the right opportunities for your company, plus we can provide you with the people and the resources to get the job done. So if you're tired of wondering why you're not winning proposals and are eager to learn proven techniques that get results in contract awards, go to TechnologicsInc.com. That's TechnologicsInc.com.
Talk to me.
Taste and see that the Lord is good at the Christian Water Cooler.
Welcome back to the Christian Water Cooler, part of the Christian Water Cooler Radio Network, with your hosts, Bill Gruber and Kaz Taylor.
So the question for today is, why is it important for Christians to understand what's going on in this world? Well, I'm Bill Gruber with co-host Kaz Taylor, and our guest's name is Arthur, and he uses the medium of email to publish a daily spiritual headlines.
It's a news release, kind of.
Yeah, news release that is gathering great interest and readership. In fact, his address for this is headlines@spiritualheadlines.com. Com, and I just signed up for it today because Cass has been getting it, not forwarding it to me.
Well,
you should have forwarded it to me.
Now, I should.
Now I'm going to get my own copy.
I repent.
So, Arthur, welcome again, and please, if you would, tell us why you think today's headlines are so vital in these times.
Well, if you're not tapped in, how are you going to know what to pray for? If we don't find out about media blackouts are very common, the devil orchestrates them, or it's just plain stupidity, or you know, you chalk it up to whatever. But you know, if that which is not for the Lord, just by stumbling and by virtue of indifference or apathy or whatever, can be against the Lord.
Yep.
What do we know? What do we know? How many people will it take to effect change? First of all, we constantly say this. There's an introduction in each daily spiritual headline, a preface that says, "You step into the gap." You can influence the Lord. The Lord may be leaning one way, and because of your passion for something, because of your perspective, and because of his love for us as parent to a child, that may soften his heart and change the course that was going to be taken. The decisions that are rendered are subject to the people crying out for justice, for mercy, for action.
I know one thing. I realize that God is, you know, his wisdom has given us a tremendous amount of prayer authority that we can pray and intercede. And the Bible talks about, you know, if Elijah, being a man as we are, could pray and, you know, stop the rain and things like that, how much more we on the other side of the cross through Jesus Christ and empowered by the Holy Spirit. We have power in our prayers, and what God wants us to do is to be in tune with what's going on in his kingdom and see what the enemy's kingdom is doing and pray God's kingdom into it.
Look, for instance, a lot of Christians are not in favor of the current presidential administration, for example, and we try to be completely impartial and, in fact,
yes,
speak when things are not being done right, such as with this abortion, which is an issue which is very, very obvious, but also when things are being done good. And one thing that caught a lot of readers by surprise, for instance, was the fact that it's a fact that the inauguration coverage was seen by over 4 billion people, and there were key moments where Jesus Christ was being praised to people in all different countries. What do you say? It beat out the previous ratings record was 2.5 billion for the death of Princess Di. So we're talking about an incredible movement of the Spirit, and it would be very poor on the part of Christians to not recognize that.
Do you feel led to the headlines that you feel God wants you to report on?
Oh, absolutely. It's like a divining rod, you know, and I think in much the same way, you know, how you had tax collectors that were writing segments of the Gospels. You had doctors that were writing segments of the Gospels. I come from a very creative background in filmmaking and theater. I love comic books. I love video games. I'm a person of the world. I'm a journalist first and foremost. I don't want to classify myself as somebody holier than thou. It's not about that. It's not about me. But the things that I find interesting today, for example, in one of the headlines from today, and this is a great example of how it doesn't look like it's related on the surface. Somebody from a Christian emphasis website did a critique of the video game Prince of Persia that's available for Xbox 360 and PlayStation 3. So whose demographic is that all about? We're talking about things of the presidential administration. We're talking about things that interest me that may not interest somebody older, somebody who's not into video games, but so definitely it's like a divining rod. I'm moving to different articles and different things, and I thrive off of finding stuff that doesn't have stuff. You know, you imagine the person going, "Hey, have you played Prince of Persia? Have you, or hey, did you see the inauguration?" You know, they'll have more power to talk with a little bit more education.
Which really launches into the question that I wanted to ask too, Arthur, and that is, do you think that the fact that you have a good foundation in God's word really helps you when you see something, you hear a key phrase or something like that in the headlines, you go, your spiritual computer goes, whoa, there are scripture applications to this. And I mean, I guess my question is the value of scriptural understanding, and how do you apply scripture sometimes when you see an article?
Psalm 112:7, he will have no fear of bad news. His heart is steadfast, trusting in the Lord. The bad news can become good news. The bad news starts out just terrible, awful. But trials are the blessings. If you're going through unemployment, if all hell is breaking loose, if you lost your job, if you broke up with your boyfriend, your girlfriend, if you don't have a dime on you, it's very important. I made a change recently to what we were, the preface of what we were sending out to say, hey, you got to increase the praise, especially during the tough times and during the bad times, because that's what the devil wants. He wants to disrupt your friendship and your relationship with God. Don't curse God when things are going bad. That's the worst possible thing. Or ignore God or blame God. You say, you know, the Lord giveth, the Lord taketh away. Blessed is the name of the Lord.
That's good, Arthur. You know, one of my favorite verses, and I use it in times when I'm perplexed and I think things are going against me, is the Bible says in the book of Job that God turned the captivity of Job when he prayed for his friends. So, you know, some of the key to my answers, the difficulties that I'm experiencing and the need for maybe resources or different things being into my life, I realize that God's strategy is you pray God's blessing on other people and he will restore you.
You know, that's very good, Kaz. I mean, I know times where I've walked through the valleys, you know, and as Christians we get hills and we get valleys, and you know, it's the easiest when you're at the deepest of depths of a valley to just ignore God. God, you're not being fair with me, and I'm not going to talk and whatever. But I have found that he can wait longer than me. And so eventually I'll start returning to him in prayer and thanksgiving. And I look back and say, well, wow, this is, I can see what God did here, you know.
Exactly. And Arthur, I think you have a real sensitivity to that so that you know how to, when a piece of news comes out, you know how to at least give the illustration of how God might work in the midst of that. I really appreciate that.
Well, thank you very much. If we only think that God is on one side of stories, he's not. There are people that are being right now influenced by the devil that can be thrown off them. They can see the light of day. People who are against, for instance, the workings of the current presidential administration, we should step into the gap and pray that their hearts are changed, that their hearts are softened. You can make a difference. The scripture says from Luke 4:18, the Spirit of the Lord is on me because he has anointed me to preach good news to the poor. He has sent me to proclaim freedom for the prisoners and recovery of sight for the blind, to release the oppressed. Well, what are we doing when you get the news stories that we talk about Darfur? We talk about areas, pockets of distress where there's strongholds by Satan. You don't even know that those stories are there. And then suddenly you do. And then you're like, oh no, God, I can't stand for that. I want minds to change. I want more good in this world and I want less bad in this world.
And he intercedes. And you know, one of the scriptures that drives me too is that which the enemy means for evil, God shall use for your good. And when you realize all the news that's out there, God is pretty, in a godly way, mischievous. He's going, you know, you think this is a bad thing. Let me show you how I'm going to turn this for good. And guess who gets the glory in the midst of that?
Amen.
It's he.
Yeah, absolutely. We're talking with Arthur, and again, the website, not a website, but the address to begin receiving this wonderful evangelism tool actually is
right, Spiritual Headlines.
Headlines at spiritualheadlines.com. And as Arthur said at the beginning of the program, it's kind of a viral thing. It's been
in a good way.
Yeah, it's you know, people are passing on to their friends, and it's kind of a subtle way to evangelize in these last days.
Yep.
Put God to the test. If some Christians will say, well, don't put God to the test. And I say, if you have not concretely felt the presence of God in your life, why not?
That's right.
What do you have to lose?
That's right. And he's up to the task. You know, he can handle that. He's God.
Amen.
So, you know, we're going to talk with Arthur more. We've got some more fun things to talk about and some things that are maybe change the way you look at the news and your future. So we're delighted about that. Bill?
Yeah, interesting. This is a great conversation, Arthur. We appreciate you being with us today. Stay with us and find out what godly lessons you can learn by observing a day in the life of a spiritual news gatherer. This is the Christian Water Cooler broadcasting from WSRadio.com, the worldwide leader in Internet talk.
Help
us lead the way.
Tell a friend.
We are WS Radio.
WS Radio.
The worldwide leader in internet talk.
If you or someone you know really babies their car, motorcycle, boat, or RV, do we have the product for you? Never wax again. With the very same paint sealant that new car dealers charge hundreds of dollars for at a fraction of the cost, now available direct to consumers. See the amazing results at www.paintprotectionspecialist.com. Whether restoring an older oxidized vehicle or protecting a new one, the PPS paint sealant may be applied with an orbital polisher or by hand. Best of all, we offer this simple but ironclad guarantee. If this is not the best product you or your loved one has ever used, we will refund your money, including shipping, and you do not need to return the product. Why would we offer such a guarantee? Because the product is that good. See for yourself at www.paintprotectionspecialist.com. That's paintprotectionspecialist.com. It makes the perfect gift.
If you're a professional photographer looking for a complete solution for selling your photos on the internet, you need to check out morephotos.com. With morephotos.com, you have a complete arsenal of tools to add your own photos to the front page. Create a huge portfolio or gallery section to show what you can do, and even advertise your products, services, and prices. From viewing to sales, you will increase your productivity and your customer satisfaction. You'll be able to protect your photos from theft with watermarks, create different price lists for different events, build a database of your customers for mass mailings, Christmas card lists, or satisfaction follow-up. Do you want to personalize your products for your customers and skyrocket your sales? No problem. Morephotos.com can do it. You'll have everything you need to create a professional-looking website and collect the money without having to become a web designer or a programmer. Find out more by logging on to morephotos.com.
John, look here. Charlie's company's in the news again.
Great. How's he get all that publicity?
I don't know, but you better find out his secret.
It's no secret. Countless articles in the media are generated by press releases, and Charlie knows to put his releases on PR Newswire. PR Newswire gives your business or association the greatest chance of getting press coverage by delivering your news electronically to major media like the Associated Press, Reuters, and Bloomberg, and to more than 3,600 websites like Google, MSN, and Yahoo, where millions can see your press release immediately. PR Newswire has teamed up with WS Radio to offer a free PR toolkit with press release writing tips and distribution information. Plus, WS Radio listeners get a free 12-month membership to PR Newswire, valued at $125. Visit freeprtools.com and join PR Newswire today. That's freeprtools.com.
If you're an eBay seller who wants to save time and grow your business, then check out Indicia.com. Indicia Internet Postage lets you print shipping labels for all your USPS parcels using just a PC, an internet connection, and a standard printer. Hidden postage, free delivery confirmation on priority mail, online package lookup from any PC, print shipping labels directly from popular software like Zuvi, Andale, Vindio, and others. Insure your packages without going to the post office and save up to 75%. Send mail all over the world, from Abu Dhabi to Zimbabwe. Indicia's International Mail Advisor takes all the guesswork out, from rates, restrictions, to customs forms. No need to stand in line at the post office. Have packages picked up right from your office or home. Visit us at www.indicia.com. That's E-N-D-I-C-I-A.com. We can save you time and money with every shipment you make.
Talk to me.
Christian Water Cooler Network.
Welcome back to the Christian Water Cooler, part of the Christian Water Cooler Radio Network, with your hosts, Bill Gruber and Kaz Taylor.
So the question is, again, how can you tell if a news item has scriptural lessons attached to it? This is Bill Gruber with partner Kaz Taylor. And our guest today is Arthur, who's a modern-day news gatherer with an eye towards prophetical events. And Arthur, welcome again to the program. And if you would, Walk us through a typical news gathering day.
You know, I was interested. You know, I'm a process kind of a guy, and so what I am engaged in is what's the process in actually bringing all these things to an email. So is it the day before that you acquire this information and you make notes?
Sometimes.
And so do you have a process of different target news resources that you go to and pluck this information? What's it like? How do you acquire this information?
Well, over the years now, I have amassed a number of, I keep them on my favorites. Uh-huh. So I'll go back to different places knowing that they're going to be pushing buttons, that they're going to be talking about things that don't get spoken about, directly. Or I go to, you know, religious, sites as well. And this will be evidenced by when you receive it, when you get it in your inbox, it'll say the time that I sent it along. I have a business account, right now that permits me to send 500 emails an hour, and so since we're past 1,000 right now, and it's going to grow more and more for the glory of God, it's done over the course of several hours. On average, it takes me about 2 to 3 hours a day. And last year we sent out, I think it was 345. So we only missed a few days during the year where we sent this out. But it'll come at different hours, and I try to include up to the minute updates on the events that are taking place.
So you're
place.
Saying that maybe somebody who got the first email won't get news from the
no,
same
no.
news?
No. They'll get the same. It'll be the same. Yes.
But now, so maybe you begin acquiring this the day before?
And in some cases, yes.
And what do you do? Do you just keep them in a portfolio somewhere, and then when it comes time to assemble the pages, you just cut and paste and put them all together?
In a way, yes. Yeah. Some things lead you to asking other questions that you wouldn't have otherwise. They won't just immediately come to mind. And then later, as you're preparing the stories, they do come to mind, the right questions. Heartbreaking story, for instance, that's happening in Brazil, where a model who was the former Miss World, or she was going to be for her country, underwent she had a rare blood disease, and like suddenly overnight lost all her limbs. They had to cut off her arms and her feet, and there's people hoping to step into the gap to save the poor girl's life. She provided incredible testimony. Do we hear about it in the news here? Not really.
Know. Well, you know, there's so much out there happening in the world every single day. How do you prioritize those things that you report?
Well, okay, Bill, one more thing to keep with what Kaz was saying. So you get that news story, right? Then later comes the question, like I ask, and this is, I think, one of the things how I serve, not just saying cut and paste, but then I ask, you have about this girl whose arms and legs were chopped off. You may have heard this 1,000 times, but do you truly believe that prayer can affect change? And as a testimony for unbelievers, Lord, please help. And I'll say, you know, let us not tolerate this injustice. These people who are using the billions for the bailout inappropriately. One story recently of that Merrill Lynch was giving their bonuses to people beforehand.
Oh, yeah.
A lot of evil deeds are just trying to go in under the radar. And that's one of the things that we're doing. Right now, it's part-time. And I assemble them, Bill, now addressing what you were saying, I assemble them based on what I think is the most important for me, for my edification. And so there is partiality to it. I say, this is the most important story, I thought. This is the thing that fed me. This is the thing that got me riled up or passionate about. And so I'm working from a personal perspective. Well, I suppose a lot of the scribes, when they're putting the Bible together, were getting stuff from God, but also giving their observations and their...
Yeah, but you know, the magnitude, the growth of what you're doing, could testify or give you confirmation that at least, you know, you're choosing some things that are hitting the heart chords of other people. And one of the things I really appreciate as I visit there, I know I'm not only gonna have some, links that go to stories that I can read, but I know that you're going to be sending me some links of some videos that I can watch as well.
There's book previews. There's audio previews. We send podcasts out, MP3, and video clips galore. And I'll say sometimes, you know, I'll play with the font sizes. I'll say must see, essential reading. You know, if you see only one article today, don't miss this one. You know, it just depends.
One of the things that I really appreciate about you and my friends, sometimes I didn't realize this was even there until I looked and said, well, there's an attachment to this. And I realized that, I think at the top of these shows, you have absorbed what the news is, and you offer a prayer that you, a person can access. It's part of the attachment. You can just hear you kind of praying over the news and praying God's hand upon it. And that's a real nice way to kind of get the introduction into what's going on in that day, is to hear what God has stirred you to pray for. I appreciate that.
Praise God. I ask myself sometimes, I talk to God personally, and I go, you must have a sense of humor, because I'm the guy that's doing all this. I'm the guy that's worldly. I'm the guy that's, you know, just steeped sometimes in my own, you know, investment in the world and in problems and things. I'm the wrong guy. There should be somebody pure of heart, somebody who's more noble, somebody who's, you know, up to the task. But that's not the way God, you know, picks and chooses who he has to do stuff.
Are you looking for support for this ministry, or is it more of an evangelistic outreach for you just as a ministry?
I a month ago would have said, I don't want to take anything, and I want to just get my rewards later in life. Somebody from at a worship service came up to me and said, come with me out to the car. He goes, it was on my heart to say, to give you this. And he handed me a check. And he goes, God wanted me to know that he's approving of what you're doing, and this is just to encourage you. And it really came at a time when, man, everybody's in this economy is just going through a ringer. I at one point was creating the you have to have a website, though nobody goes to it, for spiritualheadlines.com, in order to have the business account to send out that many emails. And I originally pronounced, you know, a PayPal way to send in donations and stuff. But I didn't want that, and I diminished it, I minimized it. But I'm not gonna say no either, you know, I have to be open. So I'm very blue collar. If somebody sends something, it will be used, hopefully wisely, and thank you.
No doubt. And, you know, here's a testimony for you, my listening friend. You know, Arthur took something that he was, you know, something he enjoyed. He enjoyed this. He enjoyed the media. And so he applied that to a ministry calling that impacts thousands of people. My listening friend, that's news for you. No matter who you are, what you do can impact other people. So don't disregard what you do and say, I do this on my off times, and I do this as my occupation. God wants to use everything that you do as a testimony tool. Let your life and let your lifestyle be something that communicates of God and God's goodness, and all of a sudden you realize that you're one of God's favorite ministers.
Guys, I really think the Holy Spirit talking through you about right now, just now with what you said, I mean, that I think that really hits at the heart. It can be anybody.
Exactly.
And I think a lot of people are sheepish about just how valuable, just how beautiful it's a 90-second audio link that we include in each headline that goes out, and I leave people in a word of prayer. And in today's, if those of you who sign up today, you'll hear it. I'll say, you know, we want to be bold, even just once in your life, if you can do it. We use the reference from the number one video on GodTube. We showed the one of the girl doing the Psalm 23, the little girl. I don't know if you guys have seen it before, but there's a link to it. It's awesome. And then we follow up. How is she now? She, instead of being 2 years old, I think now she's 4 years old. Her recitation of Psalm 23 was seen by over 2 million people. What have you done?
Wow.
Do one thing. Say one time without having to be apologetic. God is that important. Jesus Christ is everything to me. Jesus Christ is my life. He is the light of the world. He's my friend. And everything I have is because of him.
That's right. And you know, the other encouragement that I want to give to you, and that is, you don't necessarily have to go out looking for big audiences. You just be faithful to what you have been called to do, and let God take care of that. I mean, he may give you a word that only impacts one person, but did you know that that one person influences thousands? So, you know, it's kind of like, just be faithful with what he gives you, and don't look for the numbers. Just entrust God to multiply. And that's what he does. That's his heart cry. Arthur, we're having a fun time. We're going to have some fun in the next segment, too. We're going to just expand further. My friends, if you're interested in, you know, the spiritual headlines that Arthur kind of authors via email and things, stay with us, because we're going to tell you more about that. This is an exciting topic. And you know, my friend, whatever God has put in your heart and in your hand, use it for his glory.
You know, you can hear the passion Arthur has for his ministry and for the Lord, and that's a wonderful thing. If you want to become more aware of the spiritual news behind the headlines, don't go away. We're going to be back with the Christian Water Cooler, broadcasting from WSRadio.com, the worldwide leader in Internet talk.
us lead the way.
Tell a friend.
We are WS
Radio. WS
Radio. The worldwide leader in internet talk.
Apples and oranges, night and day. Plain old text, email, and email marketing with ConstantContact.com. Yep, plain old text, email, and Constant Contact are as different as flip-flops and wingtips. But some small business people seem to think they're the same thing. In fact, they're as different as black and white. Plain old email is text email. No pizzazz, just plain. Constant Contact is real email marketing for small businesses. It's sending customers professional-looking emails that really grab them, then tracking them to see who clicked through. Plain old text email is your buddy sending you his latest joke. Constant Contact is your travel agent telling you about your next exotic getaway with eye-popping photos and a hotel discount. Constant Contact is all about sending your customers emails as professional as your business. Plans start at $15 a month with a free 60-day trial. Get a whole new outlook on email marketing with ConstantContact.com, the better way to reach your customers.
Hey, Bob, we got the invitation to your daughter's birthday party with her picture on the postage. My wife is going gaga over it. How'd you do it?
It was pretty easy. I just went to the pictureitpostage.com website, uploaded the picture, and they shipped me Picture It postage stamps. They're a licensed vendor of the U.S. Postal Service, so it's real postage. Now I get to put my personal stamp on all my cards and letters. You wouldn't believe all the compliments I've been getting from everyone.
My wife's gonna flip when she hears how easy it is to create real U.S. postage with her own pictures. She's been showing off your invitation to everybody at the office, and they're all coming up with ideas for how they want to use them for wedding invitations, holiday cards, birth announcements, thank you cards, and who knows what else. What was the name of that site again?
It's pictureitpostage.com. That's pictureitpostage.com. You're gonna love it.
If you're an eBay seller losing sleep over how to pack and ship impossibly difficult items, go to packmail.com. Find out how to solve your most delicate to your most complicated shipping dilemma. At Packmail, we'll ship anything, anywhere. Bring us your precious, your awkward, and your priceless. We'll make sure that each one arrives at its destination in one piece and on time. A sofa to Sacramento? A truck transmission to Tanzania? How about precious paintings to Poland or delicate dishes to Denmark? No problem. And no matter where or what you ship, Packmail has the solution, and it's always easy and convenient. We'll provide you free shipping estimates, and at most locations, we'll even pick up the items to be shipped. You get it all with Packmail, and tight deadlines don't have to be a problem when you work with the Packmail professionals. We make it our business to meet your deadlines. Check us out at packmail.com. That's packmail.com.
Talk to me. WSRadio.com.
Oh, taste and see that the Lord is good at the Christian Water Cooler.
Welcome back to the Christian Water Cooler, part of the Christian Water Cooler Radio Network, with your hosts, Bill Gruber and Kaz Taylor.
And thank you very much, Lee Maribel. You know, the Bible's prophetical books often seem like they're torn from the pages of today's headlines. My name is Bill Gruber with partner Kaz Taylor. And spiritual headlines is a captivating concept. Arthur is our guest in the studio today, whose baby this is, so to speak. What's your sense of where we are on God's timetable as you observe today's news stories?
Well, I was doing my reading of the Bible as it relates. The Bible is talking in the book of Luke about when the coming of the Son of Man will be.
Yes.
And they talk about celestial events that, if you interpret it literally, are still to come. The coming of the Son of Man, there will be strange things happening to the sun, the moon, and the stars on earth, whole countries. This is a paraphrased version, the Good News in translation. Whole countries will be in despair, afraid of the roar of the sea and the raging tides. People will faint from fear as they wait for what is coming over the whole earth, for the powers in space will be driven from their courses. Then the Son of Man will appear, coming in a cloud with great power and glory. When these things begin to happen, stand up and raise your heads, because your salvation is near. Well, it hasn't happened yet. Christians can be ready. They can be comforted. God can flip the script at any time for anything that's going on in your life. The storms come, you will persevere. God, you know, not a hair can fall from your head without the will of God. Are you not worth more than two sparrows? Your worth is immense. Your faith can grow little by little. You just press into God and you'll see amazing things. And so I keep abreast of not only the biblical prophecy, like you say, but also the minutia, the little stories sometimes are the best. They are the most edifying. It doesn't have to be, Armageddon. It can be something innocuous on the surface. In one of the stories from today, there was a Christian Academy girls basketball team that scored a 100-0 victory against an opponent, and they got national headlines because that was terrible for what they did, and they felt terrible about it, and they want to forfeit the game. Right. Yeah. So it doesn't have to be about apocalypse necessarily.
Exactly. Well, speaking of the different stories and things like that, I'm sure you've had a chance to reflect on some of the amazing stories that you had a chance to chronicle in your spiritual headlines. Give us an overview of what has happened in 2008 and what do you think God is mounting for 2009?
Well, one of the things that kept coming back, and I don't have all the answers, was something that stimulated and perplexed me, was on this possibility. Be just without saying no, don't be rushed to judgment. Just take it in. Sometimes these articles, for instance, there was a lady who had to have her heart physically removed from her body, and she lay in stasis for 4 months before they put the heart back in, and she's alive today. So the question that came out of that one was, well, there were a number of them. One thing that I said was, through collaboration, God and man will jointly usher in immortality, a foretaste of the new earth. Will keeping a person indefinitely alive trap the soul from ever reaching the hereafter? Can one soul depart if the host body is still artificially kept alive?
Well, those are all pressing questions that scientists would love to know, too.
Are soulless bodies zombies? And so the life extension, we moved into other areas. I gathered some of the stuff in preparation for coming today here. There was an issue of the tomb of King Herod, evil King Herod, who authorized the slaughter of innocents, had just been unearthed. Well, now here comes my, fantasy science fiction background. I was thinking along the lines of the mummy, like the movies, and was, a force unleashed. Sometimes is it us who are co-conspirators, or is it only us, or is there literally a force, like in, Raiders of the Lost Ark, that gets unleashed when you enter a tomb, etc. Another thing, a blastocyst is an early-stage human embryo. Is that a person? Does it have a soul? If so, are souls subject to freezing indefinitely? There are a lot of embryos that are in frozen chambers. Do they have souls? Does God permit the soul to remain in stasis frozen? If not, then begs the question, when does the soul get put in?
Exactly.
And can the soul be extracted before something horrible happens like abortion? Before the vacuum cleaner, I don't want to be too graphic, goes in, does God take compassion and go, no, you're not going to be able to do that, and reach in and pull out the soul?
Wow. Here's the thing that I've discovered in my time with the Lord, and that is I used to be holier than thou and say, these things are too reverent for me to even discuss with you, Lord. And then the more and more I get into a growing relationship with the Lord, he goes, hey, you know what? I put your mind in you. I put your heart in you. Ask me the tough questions. And you may not understand the answers, or it may not be timely for you to understand those answers, but it's okay for you to ask. And when you look at some of the headlines here, it is kind of a springboard to say, what about you? What's your take on this, God? And let him give you some input on that. And don't put some parameters around your doctrines and faith that exclude God giving you bigger pictures on things.
The issue of the possibility of soul hibernation, spiritual cryogenic suspension. We don't have the answers. Are we forbidden to ask? No. We have, for example, another article that took place, a fascinating one to me, so I forwarded it along. In the Muslim faith, if you become an organ donor, It falls within their religious beliefs under rigid circumstances that certain human anatomy can be kept alive without a soul. Wow. And the quote was, it is the responsibility of the doctors to decide whether what they call clinical death conforms with the religious definition of the soul's complete departure from the body and all its organs. If there is even a slight chance that the person could recover, he should be given that chance. Otherwise, the removal of an organ would be considered murder.
Wow. So if you're in the Muslim faith, it's probably not a good idea to donate your organs, but it doesn't say anything about pianos and guitars.
Guys, I have one more thing as it relates to that particular, you know, one more thing about it was on the issue of soul transference. Now, we're talking about extra-biblical things. When I was teaching youth, for example, as a director of youth programs for church, for a Chinese church in San Diego, I used to play around with the youth group and ask questions like, what was the flavor of the bubble gum that Jesus favored? Well, the kids would be up in arms. You know, there's no scriptural evidence for that. You know, I say, what was the name of the first girlfriend that dumped Jesus? You know, when was Jesus' first tooth that had a cavity pulled out? And, you know, they would be up in arms. You know, I used to love to tease them to death. This issue of soul transference, there are evidence or at least affidavits of people who have received body parts from other people that say that they acquire a feeling from the person that was the donor. Does there exist a signature imprint of the human soul passed on from a heart transplant donor to its recipient? Well, I don't have the answer, for example.
Those are, you know, here's the thing, my listening friend. God has answers to these. Some things just may be too high for us, and that's fine. He'd just say, you know, worry about taking care of your spouse today. Thank you very much. But other times he'd say, you know, call unto me and I will answer you and I'll show you things that you do not know. And when you dig in, believe it or not, my friend, Scripture has answers. Scripture has the patterns of God are there. For example, when you talk about things like this, it brings to mind Scripture teaching on what the Bible calls familiar spirits. So familiar spirits may be one application of this. If you're taking on something that belongs to another person and a spiritual influence that was influencing either positive or negative, that other person can also influence you. I mean, there's just so many different things. I don't want to get too far out here, but I want to suggest to you that receive all things with readiness of mind and then search the Scriptures daily to see if they're going to be so. And as you do that, you're going to realize how God expands you. In some instances, He may pull you back.
Yes.
So you pose these questions in your headlines at spiritualheadlines.com. You pose these questions. Do you offer answers or solutions to those things that you pose?
Well, sometimes I have to include a not an endorsement, but for you to reflect upon, because some of the topics sometimes are incendiary, they're volatile, we don't embrace it, people don't see it eye to eye, but I love the fact that it creates dialogue. Sometimes I include my two cents. I say, you know, I demand justice for this. This is a shame what's happening. Sometimes I don't have the answer, but I throw it out there, and I think there's a collective consciousness that's going on. People are participating in corporate prayer, and I receive emails from people responding to the articles, sending in follow-up articles that relate to it, and then I submit it on the following day, etc. So I'm very held accountable by the readership at large.
So one of the things that's got to be gratifying to receive feedback from those that you're sending out to, because sometimes it would be easy, like we sit here behind a microphone, and unless we get feedback, you just wonder if you're talking to the great space out there and nothing's happening. But you're getting feedback from people that helps kind of generate some more enthusiasm for what you're doing.
Thank you. And don't lose heart too. Cass said earlier, if you forward the headline for the day along to somebody, you never know if down the road it'll have an impact. It may not have an immediate impact. You may hear from somebody a ways down, but it will have relevance. Things are sent not at random. They're sent to people with specificity.
That's right. You know, it reminds me of a Bible scripture where it talks about the book of Ruth, and Ruth came back from the foreign land and back to Israel, and the Bible says she happened to go to the field of Boaz. She just happened to go there. Well, I have to smile when it says she happed upon the field of Boaz. And of course, she and Boaz, you know, were the ancestry through which David came and eventually the Lord Jesus Christ. And you have to smile and say, it was not happenstance. God knew what was going on there. So even the smallest little thing that you do in obedience to God has major ramifications.
You know, one of the things that I recall, several years ago, many years ago, my wife and I were double dating with another married couple, and, they weren't Christian. We were at the time and still are actually, but, we said as we entered the car that to each other that we're going to witness to the wife because she seems really willing to receive the Lord. So we witnessed throughout this double date and went away from it thinking, man, we really planted some seeds in her brain. Well, it turned out later on they separated, got divorced, and he is the one who accepted the Lord as kind of the result of that conversation that night in the car. And so you really never know how God's going to use what you do. And certainly the headlines and things that you're doing with your ministry, have impact beyond that, what you even know.
Let me add to what you just said. This is not church. The church is church. When you gather together, it could be at a restaurant. I'm currently attending worship services because of people that attended a restaurant and they were finishing up their meal and they were having a little cognac, a little dessert, and they just started praying, and I just invited myself into the conversation. And there is an incredible movement of the Spirit where two or more are gathered. It doesn't have to be necessarily at a sanctuary or a mosque or a temple. I meet at a house church. Some of your readership, your listening audience have heard of the Roots in San Diego. They have been tremendous to me. The people there are really in the movement of the Spirit.
Is that Tim? Is that
Tim Crozier?
Yeah, right,
yes.
Right.
May I tell you what I thought was the main story for 2008?
Amen.
The main story to me was the following, and you didn't hear nothing. You heard bupkis about it here in the United States. The report said in September of 2005, before a prominent 108-year-old ultra-Orthodox Jewish rabbi named Yitzhak Kaduri died, he wrote a small note that he requested be sealed until after his death. In the note, it is claimed he named Jesus Christ as the Messiah. The note was reportedly signed by him, Yitzhak Kaduri, in the month of mercy. Says the report, a few months before Kaduri died, he surprised his followers when he told them that he met the Messiah. Kaduri's son, Rabbi David Kaduri, confirmed that in his last year, quote, his father had talked and dreamed almost exclusively about the Messiah and his coming. My father has met the Messiah in a vision, he said, and told us that he would come soon, unquote. The most striking thing, now this is my writing, about Kaduri's manuscripts, other than naming Jesus as the Messiah, says the report, were the cross-like symbols painted by Kaduri all over the pages. In the Jewish tradition, one does not use crosses. In fact, even the use of a plus sign is discouraged because it might be mistaken for a cross.
Wow. Wow, wow, wow. And you know, these are the kind of the news behind the news and the headlines behind the headlines. And it's wonderful to come to sources and resources where you can actually discover these things where you don't know where to look for some of these things. And you have the different people who've been called as part of their ministry to help you expand your ministry by showing you some things from behind the scenes. I appreciate that, Arthur. And boy, what a story is that. What a story is that.
I think we're headed for some great, great movements. And I think that as this gains momentum, there will be more great stories that come out. And we have follow-up stories sometimes of a tragedy. And then we prayed about this, and now suddenly things are going good for this person or this event or this country. So, yes, two or more. It doesn't take a whole army. It doesn't take a village. It can happen in the smallest of, in the comforts of your home.
So we're talking with Arthur of Spiritual Headlines. And again, the way to contact Arthur is at headlines@spiritualheadlines.com. And I suspect you'll respond pretty quickly with either a personal note or just put them on the list.
Yes, yes.
And so that's something that you want to check. And I did that today. I'm going to be starting.
That's good. And my listening friend, see what God has for you. Don't put a border around your faith. Just say, you know what, God, if you want to tell me, I'm available to listen. And find out what he does, because he's going to amaze you. He's going to amaze you. Arthur, it's been great having you.
God is great. Praise the Lord. I hope your day goes terrific, everyone.
Okay, Arthur, thank you very much. And we've seen how today's news may provide a spiritual roadmap for living tomorrow. It's all the more reason to learn to trust the Lord. He knows what tomorrow holds for you. We're out of time, but we're going to see you in the archives from the Christian Water Cooler, broadcasting from WSRadio.com, the worldwide leader in Internet talk.
Us lead the way.
Tell a friend.
We are WS Radio.
WS Radio.
The worldwide leader in Internet talk.